This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Within hours of the Israel-Hamas truce running out, the wounded started pouring into Gaza's already overwhelmed hospitals. Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder has more.
Aid groups in the United Nations say a fraction of health facilities in the devastated enclave are still functioning, and they're in no shape to cope with an influx of casualties.
It's like a horror movie. When you walk in there, there are patients on the floor with the most traumatic injuries that you can imagine, essentially battlefield trauma. The patients are given the best possible care, but the number of staff available is relatively small. Many of the staff have fled with their families or have been killed.
Speaking from Gaza City, World Health Organization Senior Emergency Officer Rob Holden.
Lucy Fielder from Reuters. UN spokesperson Stéphane Dujarric said on Friday that humanitarian aid delivery to Gaza is uncertain after the restart of fighting.
Any continuation in the uptick of delivery of basic supplies into and across Gaza is now, of course, uncertain because of the resumed hostilities, which obviously makes the distribution of humanitarian goods that much more difficult, not only for the humanitarian workers, but also, of course, for those for whom the aid is intended. We must have at least the same volume of fuel and other humanitarian goods enter Gaza that was entering during the pause.
Israel's warplanes pounded Gaza on Friday after talks to extend a week-old truce with Hamas, a U.S.-designated terrorist group, collapsed, sending wounded and dead Palestinians into hospitals and others onto the streets to seek safety. For additional stories 24 hours a day, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. The House has expelled New York Republican George Santos, the AP's Ed Donahue reports.
The votes were there for expulsion.
The yeas are 311. The nays are 114.
Santos is facing a 23-count federal indictment. House Ethics Committee investigators say they found overwhelming evidence Santos had broken the law and exploited his public position for his own profit. Back in Santos's district in Queens is Kia Lazar.
I'm really happy that this happened. They did an amazing job. Good job, Congress. You finally did something right.
But on the House floor,
this decision is going to haunt us.
Texas Democrat Al Green voted present.
The process itself will now lend itself to whatever 290 persons believe to be a reason to expel a person.
Santos faces trial next year in New York. Ed Donahue, Washington.
A protester is in critical condition after setting themselves on fire outside the Israeli consulate in Atlanta in Georgia. A security guard who tried to intervene was also injured. Atlanta Police Chief Darren Shirebaum said a Palestinian flag found at the scene was part of Friday's protest. He said investigators did not believe there was any connection to terrorism and none of the consular staff was ever in danger. Authorities did not release the protester's name, age, or gender. The protester was in critical condition with burn injuries to the body. Fire officials say a security guard that tried to stop the person was burned on his wrist and leg. A federal appeals court says former President Donald Trump can be sued by Capitol Police officers and lawmakers who accuse him of inciting the January 6th insurrection in 2021. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
A three-judge appellate panel denied a request from former President Trump to dismiss lawsuits filed against him by police and Democrats who accused Trump of inciting the violent mob that stormed the Capitol in 2021, leading to injuries and destruction. This decision is from Trump challenging a federal judge's ruling that his, quote, words of incitement were not protected by the First Amendment. But this Washington, D.C. appellate court says its ruling is not the final word on whether presidential immunity can shield Trump from liability. Trump is also arguing he's immune from criminal prosecution in the case brought by special counsel Jack Smith. I'm Jackie Quinn.
South Korea has launched its first military spy satellite a little over a week after rival North Korea claimed to put its own spy satellite into orbit for the first time. The launch on Friday from California's Vandenberg Space Force Base used SpaceX's Falcon 9 rocket. It was the first of five spy satellites South Korea planned to launch by 2025 under a contract with SpaceX. For additional stories, visit voanews.com. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.